Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
How are we doing, everybody? Welcome back to the show. I hope you're all having a fantastic day. Apologies to people who don't like the intro. When I've got back-to-back shows, it really helps deal with that process. So, look, if you've seen last night's show, I was kind of talking fairly openly about how I feel. Oh, wait, that's the wrong banner. How I feel about this whole Virginia case. The level of knowledge and secrets that this woman has, the work that she's done, the case she was at the center of. None of us, right, can imagine the intense baggage that comes up with that. The fear, the isolation, the ridicule. And I think we all need to just separate applying this is just a normal woman algorithms to our decision process on this. Because we looked at this image yesterday and we flipped it around and it gave us all really odd vibes. And one of our wonderful viewers sent me some images, and it's just very odd how, for me, I'm wanting proof of life. Now, let's just jump into the headlines. Let's get started on today's madness. Epstein accuser Virginia released from hospital nearly a week after announcing had 4 days to live. Jeffrey Epstein victim Virginia Roberts was discharged from hospital nearly a week after saying she'd just had 4 days to live after a crash with a school bus. 41-year-old mum was released following a six-day stint in Sir Charles Gairdner Hospital in Perth, Western Australia reported. She was escorted from the hospital out of view of the waiting media pack. Details on her current condition weren't immediately known. So let me get this straight, right? Let me get this straight. there's a growing media presence outside the hospital, right? A growing media presence. Now, I'm not being funny. Do you know how well paparazzi groups and teams and reporters work when it comes to covering exits and mobilizing in a way to make sure they get their story, right? But there's nothing, not a picture, nothing. No pictures of her being escorted, no drone shots. No drone shots, guys, nothing, nothing at all. Just gone. It comes after Virginia, who famously claimed to have been made to have sex with Britain's Prince Andrew, posted a photo of herself bruised and battered in a hospital bed, alleging she'd been given just 4 days to live. Cops, however, well, we know all this. Cops, however, later, it was a minor collision. Well, we know that. Still, Virginia's rep insisted the mum took herself to the hospital. She never, because we know that from an eyewitness testimony, she was not in the car. Conditions worsened soon after the crash. So I just want to point out the similarities in the narrative here. So we have a woman who drove herself to hospital and an eyewitness has said she wasn't there. We have a hospital or a newspaper reporting on a woman being removed from a hospital, whilst I imagine all of the news outlets, YouTubers, TikTokers, everyone, drone operators are on this place. Nothing, not a whistle. Now, it's very interesting because you could almost believe if you were scrolling through this that this would be her out of hospital, right? Yeah, man. Virginia has also alleged that her husband, Robert, assaulted her before the crash. What is going on? And here's some comments. Look, what a shock. She's alive. Is she? What makes you think she's alive out of all of this? Right, let's have a look here. We've got a major update, apparently. Okay, Virginia gives a major update. Okay. Hopefully Ron's about to be made out to look like a silly, crazy conspiracy theory. Has been discharged from hospital, has she? It comes week out. Okay. She was discharged this afternoon. She left via the back door. Aha, right. God damn it. If only back doors were a publicly known thing. God damn it. God damn it. Like, I'm not being funny. Can you put a 1 in the side chat if you think this is odd? Put a 2 in the side chat if I'm clutching at straws. Like, put a 3 if you just don't know. All right, good. Okay. So you either don't know or we're all on the same page here a little bit, because Wendy, I'm sorry, he's not my lord. If you're talking to me, he's not my lord. So, yeah, he's not my lord. But he's all right with it. Don't worry. Don't worry. He's okay with it. He's absolutely fine with it. In fact, he gets quite a tickle out of the whole concept of his name in vain. So don't worry. He's cool with it. I've checked. It's on the approved list. He sees it as modern day viral marketing to keep his name in a ever diminishing faith seeking population. Right? Right? Okay, anyway. So I'll try though. Who was that lady? Wendy, I will try though. I do apologize. Like, none of this is anything new. But the headlines, like, all of these headlines are giving us this, hey, she's free and she's giving us updates and all this. But it's not. You're welcome, Wendy. Okay, so cause and effect. Look, we are. Oh, there's my G. What is happening, Lady D? We need to chat. Can you email me? Could you email me? I'm going to put my email up on the screen. Just ping me an email and then I'll send you an email back and I'll send you my WhatsApp and we'll connect on WhatsApp because I want to connect you with John Wedger and I want to get some shows planned with you if you wouldn't mind, please. That's my email on street on stream there, Mail Rook. Also, it's pronounced Rook, Project Rook, my G. But yeah, honestly, it's just what a great show you have. Is that Lisa DeJangle? What's happening, Lisa DeJangle? Listen, I don't know what's going on whenever we do voice chats and you can't hear me. I just want to let you know, awesome. We're so glad that you're part of the community. I don't know why whenever we have these voice chats, there's that issue, but just know, hi, and I hope you're doing super well. Right, nice one. Thank you, Lady D. Like, Annette, do you know what I want? I want, like, the same. There has been absolute... No, it's not funny. No, don't worry that you pronounced it wrong. Don't worry at all. It's just... it's all good. A lot of people don't get it, so it's all good. Don't worry. But it's not something to be sorry over. Don't worry. Do we know that... Okay, so Nikki, here's the thing. So the headline I covered yesterday was this... I cannot stay silent anymore. I'm breaking the news of my DV. That was what the headline said. But there was nothing new. It was the newspaper covering a report she made in January. So all these headlines for the last few days have indicated that she's speaking out and there's new information or new confirmation of anything when it's not. It's trickery with these headlines. Yeah, rooks are crows, is that correct? Oh, Wendy, listen. Ron is of the opinion that this lady in this photo is no longer of this earth, and everything that we've been seeing posted is being posted by the people that, in my opinion, took this photo of her as she is laying there unalived. I don't believe anyone will ever see her again. I think we're going to end up with a tragic, tragic end to this. And there will be no proof of life until it's proof of unalived life. And that's honestly where I'm at with this, because that's the only thing that makes sense to me, you know? Oh, listen, bro, I'm praying not to. Okay. Why do you think that? So I think that because the royal family paid her 12 million, right? To stay quiet. The royal family, 12 million is like what you would find down the back of the sofa. Okay. I think the knowledge she had, I think the Epstein list being threatened to be released, I think she's a loose end. She's a dangerous loose end to the largest human transportation conspiracy that includes the most powerful individuals in the world. So let's just say you're a billionaire who was on the island and done things with this lady, okay? And you've been sitting sweating for the last 5-6 years, and now you're just like, nah, man, I can't take this anymore. She's got to go, allegedly. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not that that difficult to imagine that she would be seen as a loose end. It's scary. Because this image here, when you rotate this image round, okay, 1 second. Like, we look at this image here. Okay, this is the one we've all been shown. This is not the correct way around for this image. Okay? So, look. You look at this image here. This looks like a woman sat up taking a selfie. She looks great, right? It doesn't look great, but she doesn't look like this. This is the way the photo actually has been taken. You can tell that by the way that gravity works. The hair, the necklace, all of that. It's just... okay, because I can't, I'll be honest, Charion, could be that too. 100% it could be that. Of course, it could 100% be that too. 100 million percent. 100 million percent. In fact, I kind of hope it is. You know, that would be the better of the two outcomes, right? Ron, I watched Kirby today and she had a lot of your questions about Virginia. Okay. I don't think I've met Kirby. She seems super popular with you guys, the viewers and stuff. You guys talk about her very highly. I've not had a chance to meet her yet. Listen, 100% Shireen. Charion. Is it Charion? Charion? Charion. Charion, is that right? Is that how you pronounce it? Is it Charion? Yeah. I mean, we could also take that from exactly the angle that you're saying of how much trauma she's been through, her mind, all of that. That could be 100%. But, it just stinks for me. And I'll tell you this right now. The only thing that makes me believe that I'm right and all of you are wrong is the fact that she vaporized out of that hospital. At no point was this woman eager to show the world she was okay. At no point was this woman able to even have a picture taken or anything. Nothing. Right. Well, Charion, this is what we were discussing yesterday, is the fact that if somebody does something absolutely horrendous to you and then you pass away during that process, you're not going to swell. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to continue to show signs of injury. You're just going to have what was there during the attack that led to your unaliving. And it's just, Ron, if that was the case, her family would have told the news. How could they have told the news? See, this is the thing. I don't want to sound like a crazy person, Pam, but there is so many ways for the evil people in this world to convince you everything is all right with someone through modern forms of communication, texts, voice messages, all of this stuff. And when I tell you the stuff that I can do with AI that's beyond convincing, when we talk about billionaires, governments, cabals, the endless tools that they have to be able to misdirect and convince you of a reality that isn't the reality, so that evil deeds can be carried out, isn't only a fact, but is a certainty in cases where we have this level of conspiracy, in my humble opinion. In my humble opinion. What do you guys think? What are you all thinking? You know, because I think at this point that all we can do is discuss and speculate, because there's nothing that I see anyone from Virginia's life doing to showcase that she is okay. Now, let me just have a wee look at something. 1 minute. One moment, please. Oh my goodness, we've got another banger headline. Don't worry, everyone. Don't worry. Virginia leaves hospital after crash. Why brother says accident saved her life. Here we go, baby. Don't worry. The supposed crash that was at 100 miles an hour, where we have a key witness testimony where she wasn't in the car, is now being reported on by her brother as a way of further backing up a situation that couldn't have existed because of the key witness accounts of the crash. Keep that in mind. Yeah, we know all this. Okay. Speaking of people, Virginia's brother and his wife Amanda, both 36, say Virginia is speaking out about the allegations because of the severity of her injuries. I think the last incident that they had was almost, she was almost dead, Amanda says, about the alleged January 9th beating. And we had to speak the truth, which with her on the phone. And I think she had acknowledged that if she had one more instance with him, she wasn't making it out of there. Now, I just want to say, what a line to put out there if somebody was to get framed for something, or if something indeed happened. It's wild. The last time Robert allegedly beat Virginia was on January 9th. We left her with a cracked sternum and a perforated eye. Among other things, she transported to the hospital with her injuries. For the spokesperson says his attorney told people in an email, unfortunately, as the issues you raise are before the courts of Australia, both and anyone associated with this case, including Virginia or her agents, are prohibited from discussing or utilizing the media. Therefore, there is no comment. Okay, this is where they're reiterating that she never said the injuries in the photos came from the bus crash. There was no bus crash. There was no bus crash. Well, there was, but she wasn't in a bus crash. You know, and it's just these headlines, man. Says accident saved her life. There wasn't an accident, bro. Not that she was in. And listen, I just want to, maybe you guys haven't seen this, right? Hang on. 1 second. Because for me, Ron, you're not keeping up with the story. What? What? I'm not keeping up with this story. Dude, look. You need to, if you missed the episode where we read this interview. So the school bus driver involved in the road crash with Prince Andrew's accuser Virginia said left her with 4 days to live has cast doubts over the version of events. Ross Munn's an interview with Mel Online contradicted Virginia's account of the incident. She insisted that the car was a minor collision with the bus. Virginia, an SA victim and victim of PDF financier Jeffrey Epstein, posted on Instagram the picture of badly bruised, claiming that it was close to death. I had been hit by a school bus traveling 100 miles an hour. Now, we go down. Okay, so Mr. Munns said that the crash occurred after he'd followed a slow-moving white car for 3 kilometers before deciding to overtake when it went under 75 kilometers an hour and was safe for him to pass. He told the Mail that the small white Toyota Highlander involved in a collision that was driven by a 71-year-old woman who believed to be Victoria's carer. He said he had no recollection of Victoria being in the Toyota, but a police report into the incident later stated that a woman aged 41 was a passenger. Mr. Munn said that he began his maneuver only for the car to suddenly start turning in front of him. Mr. Munns, a school bus driver for 16 years, had around 29 children on board at the time, and he said he beeped the horn and couldn't avoid clipping the car and damaging the taillight, which he described as a minor collision. He said immediately stopped and went to check on the car and the driver, who also pulled over and was satisfied that she was not hurt. Now, you would notice if there was a passenger in that car, and the police confirmed that there was a passenger in the car the next day when the police report was filed. There was no police on scene. So if the person that was in the car says there's somebody in the car, they're going to think there was somebody in the car, right? Yeah, I think she did. I think the DV that they were talking about was from a January report, which was apparently her last straw. So there must have been a history, 100%. So let's just continue with this eyewitness testimony. So this crash has happened and has been so minor that they've just exchanged insurance information. He's went home and then the next day seen the post about it all. And like anyone, he thought it was going to be some like insurance scam. And he even talks about that. And then we went, and also he pointed out that if he hit a car at 100 kilometers an hour, there'd be nobody living. Now, he also goes on to say that he's a former EMT, which further bolsters this man's ability to assess a scene and to know that you would want to identify any possible injuries for any passengers in a vehicle. This man did not see any passengers in the vehicle. Okay? Like, then we've got the reports from the mothers, the parents of the children who were supposedly in this 100-kilometer crash. No trauma, no worries, everything fine. So we go back to here. What are you talking about? This didn't occur. Virginia was not seen in this vehicle. Now, one thing I would say this could be an entirely made up scenario to shed millions of eyes onto a DV situation. Do you see what I mean? So, crazy post, get everyone talking about it, getting reported on it, but then coming forward and being like, listen, this is my story about DV, this is what's happened, I needed the world to know. I could understand that too, okay? Completely plausible, okay? Do you know what I mean? When was that picture taken? Who knows, Lisa? And I just want everyone to know, all we're doing here is just having a bit of an open discussion. It's not about what I'm saying is facts or what I'm saying is this is what I believe. I think it's okay to kind of discuss things when somebody is a public figure And there's a situation where all we're doing is getting headlines that seem to be regurgitating old facts, but seem to be painting this narrative of this person talking, and it's just, or this posts or communication that's provable or anything. Sorry, Ron's can't stop touching his hair. People hate it. I do apologize. Bosh. There we go. And this one, Bosh. There we go. Ah, there we go. We can get a little bit of this going. This one too. Don't know if this one's going to turn on, but you know, the sun's going down. We're getting to that time. So, like, what would be the reason? Okay, so, like, the bringing attention to DV fully fits this whole narrative, if I'm being honest. It really, really does. But
buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
$12 million. Do you know what? I'm going to open up the Discord. Uber, come and talk to me. Anyone else that wants to come and give me your opinions on this, whether you agree with me, whether you don't, if you're on the Discord, jump into the waiting room and let's talk, because I am up for debating every angle on this. I'm not saying it has to be anything I'm saying. Let's see what we've got here. Here's Uber. I'm just bringing him in now. What's happening, brother? You there, Uber?
Wagwan, bro.
Wagwan. Where are you landing on this?
Where am I at?
Yeah.
I've got so many questions. I said at the start that picture, that photograph, looks like a corpse.
Mm.
The eyes. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't look like somebody that's still breathing.
Well, here's the thing. It could also be somebody who's been battered and sedated.
100%. She could even be dead. Those eyes, the way those eyes are looking and the color of them really worries me. Really worries me.
Now, do you know what's really interesting, right? I got sent an image earlier, and it was one of the viewers who was messing around in Photoshop with some bits, right? And you know how I feel about, like, straight lines and all that, but when it comes to pixelation and things, we can get some kind of weird results in photography. But look at this straight line here. So when you're adjusting the contrast and the colors and all of this kind of stuff, we get a very odd.
Okay, I don't know much about this, mate, to be honest with you. I'm not. But those pupils are very, very light green. And they just, They look lifeless, mate.
Well, don't pay too much attention to any of the weird greenery, right? But it's odd that we have this straight line. Because nature, there's nothing in nature that has a straight line. Nikki, I will get you a link to come and join the Discord server. Just give me 1 minute. But no, sorry, Uber.
Switch your TV off.
Yeah, switch your TV off, mate. But Uber, when you come back from that, when we originally reported on this, we were discussing about the fact that, oh my God, she's been in this high-speed accident and 4 days to live. And
sorry about that, mate.
You know, with the initial report, Uber, you were very much like, you know, we've got to get behind her. This has happened. Do you not feel like since then, like, it's just gotten more suspicious? Where do you lie? Do you agree with me? Do you not agree with me? Where's this landing with you?
I totally agree, mate. It's very suspicious. But because of the way my brain works, I want to know why. What are her motives behind this? But regardless of what she's up to and what her motives are, nobody deserves to be laying on a hospital bed with their face smashed up like that.
Mm.
Well, so that's what's winding. That's the emotional part for me, because someone's obviously been seriously hurt. I want to know why and how. And there's obviously a strangulation on the info coming out, because somebody, that tells me that somebody doesn't want us to know the truth. Again, I'm asking why. Why don't you want us to know the truth?
What about the theory that this is all an attempt to bring attention to DV and her situation with DV? Do you think that's a plausible?
I think it's entirely possible, mate. Yeah, I mean, people that have been through immense trauma think very, very differently to people that haven't. And, you know, she may be at the point where she thinks that she's so desperate that she has to do anything. You know, until I see more quotes from her and see more of her language, I'm not going to get a good look into what she's thinking.
Dude,
her psyche will reveal itself in her words and her behavior.
Yeah, I'm going to need some, like, long, drawn-out live streams with, like, her walking around in public before.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I want to hear her words.
Right, but Uber, you just hang out here. We've got a new caller, Sky Spirit. I'm about to, in fact, is this who I think it is? Sky Spirit, is that you? Sky Spirit, are you there?
Oh, hi. Gosh, yes. How are you doing?
You're live on the Sean Atwood Show. Are you Sky Spirit, the Oracle card lady, or a different Sky Spirit?
No, I am the one and only Sky Spirit.
Wow. How are you doing? How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm okay. How are you?
I'm great, man. Honestly, I've been thinking nonstop about projects since we met. I just want you to know that I've got a book of ideas and I'm almost ready to touch base and get things rolling with you, because I can't wait. I really can. So
fantastic. I can't wait to hear. I've just posted your printout to you today, actually. So
I can't wait.
That should be with you really, really soon. And I put like a tracking thing on it, so you should get an email.
Wicked. Thank you so much. And listen, Sky Spirit was our guest last week. If you want to know all about what she does, go and watch last week's Awaken with Beverly Rhodes, because this lady's artwork, her whole mannerism, everything about her is fantastic. And there's a lot more to come. But Sky Spirit,
Spirit's a lovely
Virginia girl. Virginia, where do you land with all of this? What is your feelings? What are you thinking?
Okay, I'm going to say I think she's a domestic violence victim. And I think she's had a bit of a mental breakdown. And I think what's happened recently with the bus crash, I think she's confused. And I think that there has been an incident with the... I mean, I did a tarot reading on it, and it came out that there's a third party. There's a male, a dangerous male involved who would set it up. Or there's some kind of ulterior motive there where she was forced into it. So, and then this was before the sort of news came out that there's that, you know, the thing with her husband or ex-husband. So now I'm thinking, yeah, this is the ex-husband involved in this. But then you've got to think, okay, who's influencing the ex-husband? Because he could be in cahoots with, you know, a darker and bigger force. So I don't know. What do you think?
Well, listen, this is the thing for me, right? I don't think she was in that car. I don't think there was any accident that she was in. And I could 100% see this being a way for her to bring awareness to DV, 100%. But I've seen the problem is, Sky, do you know, I can believe that up until she was released from hospital. Because if there was no crash and that photo's not from now, then she was never in hospital. So where the hell is she? How can you walk out the back door of a hospital when the whole news media is going to be on you, drones flying everywhere to make sure that all areas are covered, and nothing, not a peep, nothing, nothing. What is...
I don't think she realised how big this was actually going to be, you know?
Unless there's like a Diddy tunnel out of the hospital, right? How is she getting out? And I'll tell you something, who in their right minds would want to continue fueling conspiracy when all you've got to do is walk out the front door of the hospital, you know, with your jacket over your head, flashing cameras going off, and then people know that at least there's some tiny sliver of evidence that you're even still here. Because right now there's nothing. And
there isn't, no. I mean, but imagine if she's in a position where she's being she's a victim of domestic violence, then she's probably feeling very disempowered, and she could have been in a place where she just needed to make that break and she needed to do something. And now she might be thinking, oh Christ, you know, the world's media are now saying this, that, and the other. They think I'm lying, you know, and she just wants to get out of the limelight. And so, you know, she just wanted an easy exit. Well, so
I'm with you, but we're talking about the back end of a park, not the back end. We're talking about the outback. We are talking about Australia. We're talking about, not the back end, the outback. We're talking about a hospital which will have very little experience dealing with celebrity and paparazzi, that suddenly are so prepared they can make someone vanish and get out of that hospital with no one seeing them.
Like, is the proof that it was even that hospital? I mean, is the proof is that it was that hospital?
Proof? Is there any proof? Because you got to understand.
There's proof of absolutely FA.
Because here's the thing. You can, if the hospital is if you put the wrong hospital, the newspapers just go, oh, sorry, it was a misquote.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world for the journalistic world. If
no, not at all.
Do you see what I'm saying? Uber, you were wanting to chime in there.
Yeah, I just want to say, do you remember what I said when I came on and spoke about this the first time? That if she has been in an accident, she'll be running high emotions.
Yeah.
I think there's definitely high emotions running with her. Her emotions are running the show in her brain.
Nah, I mean, I respect your opinion, but I don't think there was any accident. I don't think this is a recent picture. I don't think anything.
No, I'm not. I don't mean that. That doesn't say that it was an accident. I'm saying is she is highly emotional for whatever reason.
But what is your evidence? You can tell. What is your evidence to think that we've seen anything we can prove is her interactions or her correspondence or anything?
Well, I had a look at her Tiki Toki Insta boom bloody post, whatever it is. I looked at that, and that to me looks like a female author. That doesn't look like it was written by a male. That's all I can say. Whether it was written by her, I don't know, but it definitely looks like the language of a female.
And it doesn't have, I mean, there's lots and lots of females who could be writing for all sorts of reasons.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, well, I'm not saying it's Uber, her. I'm saying Uber. It just looks like female.
Isn't it interesting that if there's key characteristics that would make you think that, isn't it interesting that they're prevalent in a post that we can't confirm if it was sent by her? And if we look at conspiracy, it would be interesting that the person who wrote it would know what these key identifiers for female speech or typing or whatever would be, and they've been utilized.
No, it's psychological, mate. You can't fake that sort
of course
of stuff.
You can.
Just can't.
If something's known, of course it can. Right, especially when we're talking about that. Maybe if you're not the normal Joe Bloggs, sure. But when we're talking about a situation like this, and Ron is...
if it wasn't written by her, that tells me it's a conspiracy for whatever reason. Whatever the motives are, I don't know. And we don't know yet until more information comes out.
And just remember, Ron is full tinfoil hat conspiracy.
Team mate, I'm tinfoil body sock.
Yeah, I am full team conspiracy, just so you know.
Wrapping my house in tin.
The difference between a conspiracy theory and the truth is 6 months, allegedly.
100%. Because for me, I'm just not seeing what's being reported. None of these headlines all match up. Nothing. Nada. Everything is, this is all new. This is all new, but it's not. Oh, this is being said. I'm talking out now, but except you're not. There's nothing. It's all being regurgitated, and these headlines are misleading to think that she's out and talking and it's all back to normal when it's not. And that is odd.
I mean, what if this
I think it's very odd that she manages to leave a hospital without being spotted by a single human being.
Right?
That's very odd.
Right? And her brother is saying the crash saved her life. She wasn't in a crash. We've got witnesses.
Maybe she didn't want to be spotted leaving the hospital, though. If you've been in a DV situation and all of a sudden the whole world's looking at you, you don't want that attention.
No, of course,
I
totally get that.
But how
totally
do you achieve it?
She didn't want to be seen by the media. Why? You know what I mean? It just seems, this is what I'm saying. There's been
a choke
information being given.
Do you know what, Uber? I'm going to give you a far-fetched way for her to have achieved this. For some reason, the hospital agreed to take her out in a gurney in a body bag, load her into whatever ambulance or vehicle, and drive her off. No, but listen, let's be honest. 12 million? Oh, I'll donate some money to the hospital.
Absolutely.
The hospital.
Yeah, you've got enough spare change knocking
around
the place.
That's plausible.
That
is plausible. But why would she be in the hospital if she wasn't in an accident? Eyewitness testimony.
She certainly looks like she's been injured some way or another, doesn't she?
Correct.
Let's have it right. And that automatically says, well, you know, something happened. You don't do that to yourself. So, you know, what's happened?
Oh, I just want to say to everybody, if you would like me to ask the wonderful Beverly Rhodes if she would do a Virginia show with myself.
God, yes, we have to.
Yeah, no problem. But tomorrow we have got the wonderful Beverly giving us her insight on Mr. Brand. Oh, and here is our resident. Oh, no, he's disappeared. Agent Orange just vanished. Never mind. Come back. There he is. There we go, little rascal. How we doing, Agent Orange? Welcome. You there, Agent Orange? He'll be back. Oh, there we go.
Yes, I am.
What's happening, my G? What's your take on this?
There is no back exit in a hospital. It's usually a restricted area for deliveries or through the kitchen. There is no specific door for the rear.
Well, it depends. I've been in hospitals where there's rear entrances.
And it depends, doesn't it, on who you are and what the motivation is you needing to leave via a back door. Because, you know, if she is a victim of domestic violence or if she just doesn't want the attention, then of course they're going to be allowing her to do that, I would imagine, if they have any compassion.
Mm-hmm. Right, and most
it's completely plausible that she left by a back entrance. 100% plausible.
One second. Viewers, your take.
She clearly feels that she's at risk. Clearly. So, you know, it's like Peter Hyatt said, we listen to their words and we believe
Uber, that's okay, but you've only got evidence of that from January 9th. That was when the last time that we've got a police report of her reporting DV. Anything after that, we don't even know anything. Like, oh, man.
We know nothing.
We know nothing, bro.
And the picture presented, that could almost be a criminal act if it was taken in a hospital without her knowledge.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, and it's breach of medical incompetence, I would imagine, as well, if it was done in a hospital.
Yeah.
Certainly if it's done by staff.
Well, yeah. But here's
the thing. It's quite serious. You're getting struck off. You could even go to jail for doing that sort of thing.
Yeah. And again, I just want to say, everyone, you would have thought the news and the press would be all over this. There's nothing. Mm-hmm. There's no photos. Yep. There's nothing. There's nada. Right? And like like I say to you all, unless there was escape routes and all this stuff, but again, for me, we cannot confirm that she was in the car that had a minor crash. So none of those injuries are relevant to the crash. And it's looking like that image was when she was battered, as it said, allegedly, and had her eyes.
Ron, I've been in a lot of fights in my life, mate, and her face looks like she's been battered. That does not look like the injuries of a car crash.
That's what it said. That's what the news report said, that she had her eye smashed in and she was battered. But again, what are we seeing here? Because in the grand scheme of conspiracy, we could be looking at, oh man, honestly, I don't want to sound like a crazy person or one of these guys that, you know, finds conspiracy in everything, but we're talking about the most powerful people on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And
exactly,
we don't know who reported what, when, or what's been falsified for what reason, or who's being framed for what, or what. At the moment, all we know is there's absolutely zero proof of life and nothing that the headlines are reporting are coming from anything new. And that concerns me.
Yes, concerns me greatly too. All we know is there's a photo of her with her face smashed in and there was a minor accident, apparently minor accident.
Like, it's interesting that it's one side of her face, isn't it? Which I think is the left side of her face. So,
that's a right-handed person.
Yeah, interesting.
And in her court case, is money being disputed?
Say that again, agent.
In her court case, her divorce court case, is money being disputed?
Is what being disputed?
Money.
Money, I don't know. To be honest, I think her court case was more to do with her not having access. It's weird. Because if we've got all these reports of DV... and he's got the kids. It's an odd one.
That's a really good point. You took the words right out of my mouth there. How come he's got the kids if he's beating the shit out of her? Or beating the poo out of her?
It's just... why can't just one freaking case make sense? Like, just one.
Nothing adds up, does it? I mean, when I did this tarot reading, I'm sorry to keep harping on about it, and I know people watching this aren't into the tarot, but it did come up that there was an issue with money, and it came up, I don't think, all right, she's got 12 million or whatever it is, but I think there's an issue where she hasn't got access to it, or there's something threatening that, or there's something held over her about money.
Sorry, I just be honest. So she got 12 million quid hush money for the case. Mm-hmm. Maybe that came with restrictions on her media posting.
I'm sure it did.
You know, if she's breached that, then, you know, there's going to be backlash because they're going to make sure there's backlash. Well,
this is unconfirmed. This is unconfirmed. But Mundo.
Yeah, no, this is all speculation.
Not what you're saying, mate. Mundo has just posted, and this is unconfirmed, her lawyer represented Harvey Weinstein. Now, if that's the case, who appointed this lawyer and when? Like, because it seems to me that if you were the number one whistleblower for the biggest SA human transportation case the world's ever seen, the last person you'd want to be associated with is somebody who was pro-Weinstein, or am I being crazy here?
That's crazy, yeah.
But I mean, you know what lawyers are like. They're there where the money is.
Well, again, it's unconfirmed. And I only say unconfirmed because I've not confirmed it. But Mundo, thanks for posting that. So Sky Spirit, just to circle back to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go back to your tarot reading. Like, give us the meat of what you've seen. You said there was an issue with the money. There was a dangerous man, you said.
I honestly can't remember the details because I did it live on my channel. Just, you know, like reciting it live as I did it. So I can't remember the details, but it was along the lines of, it was definitely a really strong feeling of the third party, a male involved. I believe it was one of the reversed knights that came out with a card, and I can't remember what it was about violence. And this was in the position on the Celtic cross, which was like her hopes and fears and what was happening. So it was a really strong representation that there was this third party, this brutal male influence involved. But it also came out that there was financial implications. And it was like, if you can imagine, and I'm not saying this is the case, if someone was being blackmailed, this was what it would look like on the cards, if you see what I mean.
And what better
but
use...
I'm saying, I can't remember exactly what it well, was. Look, I'd have to, because I did look, the look, reading Sky about Spirit. A week ago.
What better tool? What is the only tool that could be used against this woman? Think about it. What's the only tool that would make this woman hand over money, be blackmailed, all of it would be her children, right? Yeah, our children. Right?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what if I told you, it's not out of the depth of the criminal world for mothers to be told, here's a choice. You can take yourself out, or we can take your kids out.
Oh my God, Ron,
very possible. Got
goosebumps of proof.
Very possible.
I'm telling you now, best possible criminal evil tactic there is. You know,
it's given to a mother, real goosebumps that,
especially
yeah.
to a mother.
Especially,
that worked for a mother better than it
and listen, I'm not being funny. The people that would be making those threats, we're talking about freaking Epstein fans, island goers, billionaires, mm-hmm. princes, celebrities. Mm-hmm. Could you imagine what the whip round would be like if everyone chipped in what they had?
Yeah, of course. She is such a loose end. And she's right. so easily disposed of, and it's such an easy way to do it, isn't
yeah, but
it?
Listen, if you dispose of her, you make her a martyr. You've got to discredit yeah, and destroy her
I mean,
beforehand.
Dispose of her metaphorically.
No,
you know, just
no, not metaphorically, literally. But the problem is, if you were to take her out without destroying her credibility first, you make a martyr of her.
Yeah, but get rid of her metaphorically, i.e. get rid of her opinions and get rid of her... legitimacy, and then get rid of her finally.
Right. Yeah. I just want to say this is all allegedly. We're in no way, shape, or form. We're in no way, shape, or form pointing fingers at any of these upstanding, wonderful individuals who have popped up on said flight lists. I'm sure you're all upstanding, awesome people. We're just making some speculations based off of the reports and the actions of the lady at the center of all of this, because it raises questions about not only the legitimacy of the reporting, not only the legitimacy of her state of life, but the further unanswering of questions and further raising of questions, and it just keeps going on and on. Now, if you guys want to come and join us on the Discord, we've got about 5 minutes left before me and Paula M are going to be diving into the Diddy case, looking at what new charges have been brought and ahead of the trial starting next month. It is mad. Okay, like I say, I've taken a big hiatus from Diddy, but it just hasn't stopped. So we've got about 4 or 5 more minutes. I just want to say,
hey, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm leaning towards a family member. Maybe her dad started this for monetary for gain.
Okay, so here's the thing: who's gaining anything from this?
Well, that's a $1 million question. Who benefits?
Was that he doesn't even have money to travel to see his daughter for the last time. So he automatically brought the money into the actual situation.
No, it was her that said.
That was judgy, wasn't it?
Her dad lives over in a different continent, so he tried to say that he didn't have enough money to actually travel to see his daughter for this last time.
Hmm.
Right. Yeah, well, that was so dodgy, because if she has money, obviously she'd be able to pay for her dad to come see her. And what dad would not be at their daughter's side during that kind of trouble? It's as if he knew more.
I'm not being funny. Traditionally, well-known person in hospital, people come and visit, paparazzi outside saying, oh, can we get a statement? Have you seen her? Oh, nothing. 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 And listen, everybody, we've got 2 or 3 minutes left. I just want to say thank you to everyone on Discord. Sky Spirit, I'm so glad you're part of
the
Discord.
You got a like from Deception Detective, by the way, Ron.
What?
You got a like from Deception Detective.
I did.
Yes.
Hello.
Who's that?
Deception.
I shared it on X. He's a statement analyst and he's attorney trained in statement analysis.
Is that the guy that wears? Is that the guy that wears the glasses and sits at a funny angle?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy.
He's brilliant. He's brilliant at what he does.
What's his qualifications?
He's an attorney trained in statement analysis.
Nice. Nice.
I think Sean was talking about getting him on the show at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know whether he would, but
he's an interesting guy. I know he's. I would be interested in talking to him 100%, 1,000,000%.
He's great at what he does, mate. He really is.
So
he's another Peter Hyatt. When by the time he gets to his age, he'll be as good as he is, 100%. Was I should say? Rest in peace.
Yeah, listen, Sean's got an interview coming up tonight. That is absolutely correct. I believe it's at 9 o'clock. So we've got one more show with me and Paula M coming up next, diving into Diddy, and then we're straight in to the man himself. And I believe Sean is taking you through the evening. I think he's got a couple of shows tonight. You lucky, lucky people.
Brilliant.
Lucky people. So I think that's us.
So it's just you for the night then, Ron, and you're off to spend some time with Dan?
No, I have got one more show.
One more. Yeah.
And then I think Dan is back tomorrow or Wednesday. She's went to her mum's, the car broke, and then we went through this hellish time getting the car fixed. Now the car's fixed, but then her family came up to visit, and then tomorrow there's the health visitor. So it's just been a whole madness.
My God, cars are the worst money pits on earth, aren't they?
No. Luckily, it was 7 weeks old. They said we were going to have to pay for it all. I let them know about the platform I'm on, and they kindly agreed to repair everything for nothing because it was their fault that they sold us a faulty car.
Awesome.
I did it the right way. I went through all layers of management until it got to the head guy for the whole area, and he agreed that the costs to fix the car that they should have sold working fine were tiny compared to the damage that could be caused to a business by internet people seeing a poor new mother being sold a horrible car.
Nice one.
So yeah.
My ex was a secondhand car salesman. I know all the tricks, and honestly, they are really dodgy.
Would you buy a secondhand car off Russell Brand?
Absolutely not.
All right, everybody.
I wouldn't take it if he was giving it away.
All right. I might do that.
All right, everybody. Thank you. Sorry, I'm just choking here. Thank you, everybody, on Discord. We'll see you next time. Everybody who's watching, once I end this stream, you'll get a link on the screen or you'll be pushed over automatically to the next stream. Please come and join us, me and Paula M, diving into Diddy. It's been a while. It's been a while, so I'm just going to get this live right now. When we hear the music, we know we can end this one. There we go. All right, everybody. Please like, subscribe, and share. I'll see you on the next one. Peace.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.